I don't understand.
How can we survive?
How can we survive?
With all the bombs?
With all of the fallout. From all the missiles that have been launched in all the countries.
I'll tell you how. Highball.
Maybe highball.
If there's any money left in the world, give us the money, highball.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, we're still driving to a work.
Driving in an all-terrain vehicle across a desolate wasteland of destruction.
Sorry if the sound quality's bad, but...
We have to record this with some sticks on a coconut.
I mean, it's a little more intricate than that, but he's basically close.
Like, yeah, it's very close. There's like several sticks.
You don't have
sticks.
A coconut because it's Colorado, but...
It's actually weed. It's sticks onto weed. I don't know why. Hey, everyone's got weed now.
Yeah, where's everybody
that?
Has
Nevada. Vegas is going
to
be off the hook.
To the...
If we can ever get there.
50th apocalypse episode, or a 50th episode of SidSock.
Yeah.
Where we discuss what it's like to live in the apocalypse that is the United States.
Because everything is destroyed. I mean, look, there's trash heaped up everywhere.
Yeah, there's like cars derelict all over the street.
I mean, it's garbage day, so maybe that's why there's trash.
That's why
there,
we had to switch to an ATV, you know, like different types of vehicles.
Yeah, we're like an APC more than ATV, like armored personnel carrier.
Yeah.
Driving along, just plowing through zombies.
So if you hear these big crashes, we're sorry. I mean, it's just the
Garion's
nature.
Up top on the 50 cal.
Yeah.
So...
You do that.
If it gets noisy, that's just Garion.
So, fifth...
Plugging super mutants.
After the election happened, and Trump was elected, the most horrible things occurred.
And then he declared himself God Emperor.
Yes.
And then nuked everyone.
And he just started... firing missiles everywhere.
Nuking everyone.
He even shot one at parts of the United States that he didn't like.
Yeah, most of the United States.
Instead of a wall. Let's just disconnect Mexico.
Yeah. Yeah. He just nuked El Paso. Just gone. And I guess
I shouldn't be laughing because it's really serious. But
super serious. Obviously, this like we said, this isn't going to, you know, this is going to be a few weeks out. So we're mostly just planning for when that happens.
Yeah, so...
So apocalypses.
Yeah, apocalypses.
Let's talk about actual apocalypses instead of the one that...
Instead of the impending one.
Instead of the ones that people are dead sure is going to happen.
Dead sure. They're so sure, they put the gun in their mouth.
They pulled the trigger. Okay, all right. Kind of fucked up.
Yeah, well, we're talking about apocalypses, okay?
So Apocalypse Now?
There's a few kind of... I like...
Pun. It's a joke. It's a movie.
You might need to talk about that one more. I've never seen that movie.
I haven't seen it in a long time. It's probably been like 10 years since I've seen that movie.
Is that in the same world as like Dr. Love Feel Good and How I Learned to Do the Thing That's in the title of that movie?
I don't know How I Learned to Stop Worrying and Love the Bomb.
Yeah.
I don't know, actually. It's been forever. I watched those like in college while
those
I was
are all not, Stanley Kubrick movies, right?
I believe so.
Okay.
I think they are. Again, seriously, I have not seen them in so long.
But those
long.
Are not about apocalypses. So, there's the three iconic apocalypses, right?
Like apocalypse?
Apocalypse?
Apocalyptica? Apocalyptica.
Apocrypha? No, that's not right either. Apocalypses.
Ellipses. Parentheses.
It's
that's
just
what it is.
Apoca...
No, it's parentheses. That's what it is. It's just a whole bunch of parentheses.
There's like
there's cops up here. Seriously,
there's the
like,
impending
the
zombie apocalypse that will always happen. It's always on the cusp of our minds when we wake up every morning.
Yeah,
it's today the day.
Yeah,
has that someone created a
super rabies
virus or used
cold
magic
thing,
or maybe a satellite kind of, crash?
Some
space.
Kind of mold or fungus?
Rabies
maybe,
virus gone control? Yeah, okay.
Or a cold mixed with a flu mixed with whatever thing.
Or
yeah,
like
I mean,
just
whatever
weird toxic waste getting into the chicken nuggets that we all eat.
Yeah,
I mean, who knows?
Or like the fish pills, whatever it was. In
fish
that one.
Pills. Or we
fish
all just were
pills.
Fed slowly over time.
What the dick
bath
is this?
Salts.
What the dick is this?
It's the fucking apocalypse.
I guess it like, fucking is. I mean, shit.
There's that one. So that one's a thing.
Is this the, which one are we in right now where there's cops and stuff everywhere?
This is the car apocalypse.
Is this America? I'm sorry. I thought this was America. I thought this was America.
I'm sorry. I apologize
to
my country.
And yelling about something, he's got feelings.
All right, so now that we're past the car apocalypse,
car
which
apocalypse
is obviously
over.
Another apocalypse, there's always the Mad Max apocalypse where we run out of resources that we use on a daily basis, which causes impending apocalypse in Australia.
Totes. But I mean, just everywhere. In Australia. Because it's, because really, that the thing you have to remember is that the first Mad Max movie didn't really even take place that far in the future.
It was just regular was just old
kind
Australia.
Kind of shitty Australia. Yeah. Like a part of Australia that was kind of shitty. But...
So, you know, don't go there.
I did like the Mad Max movies, though.
Yeah, they're pretty
especially because, like, there's no effort at all to stitch them together by the creators.
No way, all. And, like, actually, campfire stories. Doesn't he just, like, yeah.
Yeah, he even says that. The campfire stories. Like, he dies in the end of all of them, really. So, I mean, how long can you walk with broken limbs in the desert before you're dead? Like
at least 6 minutes. At least 6 minutes.
Six to 12, I think, has a solid outside, but...
And so there's always that apocalypse where we just run out of resources. Or, like, we destroy our own environment, like Waterworld.
Yeah.
That is one that is weird to me. Because, like, that's the one that would scare me the most. But
because you can't swim very well?
No, because just, like, the things that lurk in the water, you know? The dwellers in the deep, if
that's
you will.
True. That's
sleepers
true.
Sleepers below.
As long as you don't go deep, you're good, though.
Yeah, but, like, yeah, I guess you're right. But it's still, like, the thing, there's certain areas that humanity... isn't really good at exploring very well.
Right?
Yeah. And the unending vast ocean is one of those things where it's like, once you're there...
James Cameron went down there.
Yeah. Thanks for these pointed, interjections here.
Just saying.
I think it's... I don't know. I live in a landlocked state because I'm terrified of, like, the ocean. I'm not terrified of it, but I just don't really like the
I'm uncomfortable with the ocean.
Floating around the middle of nowhere... you know, with no food or real drink. It's like a spit in the eye to humanity that you're, like, surrounded by the thing that will kill you if you start drinking.
But you need water to live, so it's hilarious. Yeah, real kick in the dick.
That's why he has to drink his own urine in Waterworld, because urine tastes better than salt water.
I mean...
Is that why?
I don't know that. I've actually seen that movie before.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
I'm drawing a blank, like, on it. I'm like... It's got Kevin Costner
in it, and it's got the little girl from Napoleon Dynamite, and she's got this, like, you know... She's got the secret. She's got a secret. And, everybody's trying to find the last...
What, the Mohicans?
Like, the last land. The last area, island, or whatever that was high enough to be in a land.
The Himalayas?
Yeah, kind of. It's like, okay. They're asserting that the tops of the, like, tallest mountains in the world are now the only islands available.
Huh.
And, of course, you know, bad pirates or whatever they're called.
How did that go down?
Tanker of oil, and so they're the only ones that have oil, so they're like jet skis and stuff. So they're just better than you.
I guess.
That's
I
why they want to steal
jet skis
shit.
Do make you feel like you're better than everybody.
Yeah, yeah.
It's true. Where did all the water come from for that?
The glaciers.
Oh, okay. I think that there's not really nearly enough, is there? I mean, because wouldn't the glaciers...
I'm going to put my finger on Kendrick's lips right now.
That's fine.
That's why it's probably one of the worst movies ever made.
I was just going to say, like... I get the concern about raising oceans and stuff, but, like, that's a lot of water. That's not... The glaciers would have to be taller than the mountains by a lot.
Like...
I feel like that's the historical analysis of Noah's Ark. Some of the non-religious folk were trying to figure
out... Also similar to an apocalypse.
Yeah, they were trying to figure out what happened, and there was a theory that... Basically, the valley that these people lived in just got fucking hella flooded.
And, like, it was just
it
that
was
little
so
location.
Bad that they thought the whole world had been destroyed because it was such a devastating flood.
Huh.
And so, I'm wondering if Waterworld just takes place in, like, New Jersey.
It's like a mixture
of... flooded, and they're like, I guess there's nothing left in the world. But here, they're like, you guys suck.
You guys are fucking... We're not going
to
help you.
Yeah, there's no more beaches for you to go and tan on, so...
Of course, this movie did take place before, you know, Jersey Shore was a show.
I know, but
so the Jersey Shore didn't exist before.
I like to make fun of New Jersey.
Since when? Is that a new staple of the show?
It's just part of being an American.
Okay.
It's a tradition.
That's fair.
You gotta shit on New Jersey at least once.
Well, I've been there, so have you been there?
No.
Don't go there.
That's kind of what I've heard.
There's so many other cooler places around it, like New York and every other state surrounding it.
I've never been to that part of the East Coast, but I've never had a reason to go out there. Like, you know, you've got to have a reason. You can't just be like, I'm just going to go to New Jersey.
If you're in the Midwest,
today,
you have to have a reason to go to the East Coast.
Well, I mean, why would I buy a ticket to fly out there and stand around? Like, you know, you got to have some kind of impetus to go, right?
Yeah.
And it's like, well, I've never had enough time and impetus.
Or like, been asked to go there for
anything. Yeah, if I had a business meet something there. Like, I've been to San Francisco like 6 times now, mm-hmm. by virtue of there being a lot of shit that I had to do there. Mm-hmm. Or had
this to has do. Nothing to do with apocalypses.
It does. The fact San Francisco is basically post-apocalyptic.
Yeah, it kind of is, right?
I
just love the fact that they had to clear the homeless people out for all the conventions that they
were. Oh my god. Think about what that guy's job title is. Homeless Wrangler.
So, Frank, today what you need you to do is we need you to tie a bottle of whiskey, $5, and a bag of McDonald's that looks like it's full of stuff but isn't, to the end of a stick and lead a bunch of homeless people out, like the Pied Piper.
Like the Pied Piper of the San Francisco.
And those things are things I assume I would want as a homeless person. I'm sorry, I don't mean to generalize.
So. I'm going
to
generalize because those people are crazy out there. They're yellers. They're screamers. They are.
I actually didn't get to see any, so I'm kind of in this like boat of like sadness and happiness.
Yeah, you
have to deal with them, but yeah. I also didn't get the experience San Franciscans have to deal with them. San Franciscoites, San Franciscanites,
commies. Just call them commies.
Have to deal with them on a daily basis. Let's turn that.
Yeah, I don't know. It was doing this thing where like blowing cold air, and then it was like, hey, guess what? Fuck
this
you.
It's hot.
You're gonna get hot now.
So the other kind of chimpocalypse was the one of shit. Aliens? Virus, zombie, and then there's another one. Nuclear. Like Fallout.
Yeah. Fallout is probably one of the best, most explored, iconic post-apocalyptic worlds for our generation.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, it's got sweet-ass gameplay, too.
It does have that.
That's what I'm just hoping for the Nintendo Switch, is that they put Fallout out for it so I can play Fallout wherever I go. And then I can experience the apocalypse no matter where I'm at.
Dude. A fucking augmented reality Fallout game would be the tits.
Dude, so I saw that VR thing, and I saw there was a Batman game, and I was like, I really want to play that. Because you can, like...
Which VR thing?
It was, like, PlayStation View.
Oh, okay, yeah.
And they have a Batman game. You can be like... And, like, you're like...
What I want is for a game like that to be, like, this beautiful, super immersive, fantastic game, but take place in the 60s Batman universe. So you're just stuck in the campy.
So every time you punch someone, it's like, bam.
It goes pow. Or sock. And you're like, this game's so fantastic, but fuck you guys.
So Fallout is awesome. If you haven't ever played a Fallout game, I would highly suggest playing Fallout 3 or Fallout New Vegas. I think Fallout 4 is good. But I think they added some weird shit to it, like the house building and all that jazz. That's like kind of weird.
I took it upon myself, because Gary played the shit out of Fallout 3 in New Vegas, and I got to watch him a lot. So I'm kind of familiar with the world and the lore a little bit. But I took it upon myself to go deep and play all of the Fallout games before Fallout 4 came out. And then I refused, as a cost-saving measure, to buy Fallout 4 until I had played Fallout 2, Fallout 3, and Fallout New Vegas.
How far did you get?
So, the thing you have to remember about Fallout is that it's not even really about the gears. No, is that it's Fallout 1 and Fallout 2, and then there's like a couple of other spin-offs from that era, like a Fallout squad-based
really
game,
play.
Have nothing to do with Fallout 3, except they take place in the same universe.
Yeah.
The gameplay is nothing the same. It's not the same studio. It's not anything. They just... What happened was, before Fallout 3 was made, because they started making it...
We'll assume that... Or put a post of, like, what the picture of there, Fallout is. You've seen the iconic VATS thing that happens in Fallout 3, New Vegas, and 4.
It's a post-apocalyptic world where you're just trying to
and
make...
It's first person, but can be shifted back to third person, much like Skyrim. It's basically the same.
It's basically Skyrim. Which was what happened. Bethesda bought it from... I forgot their name. Started working on Fallout 3, and then their studio tanked, and they ran out of money, and so they got bought by Bethesda. Yes, Bethesda.
The main point here, I think, is that if you've seen people play Fallout 3 and Fallout New Vegas before, and you're like, I want to go back and play the historical versions of these games.
It's rough.
You will be, like, in a state of, like...
It's rough.
The first Mario game you ever played was Mario 64, and then you go back and play Super Mario Brothers, and you're like... Wait, what is this? Like, I don't have a raccoon cab. This is nothing.
So that's where that's what happened was they basically just bought the name and the world, and then they completely scrapped the game and started over.
Pit Boys and all that stuff.
No, there was. So basically, they just bought the story.
Okay. And they bought the IP.
Yeah, and then they just completely redid the game.
Sweet.
And they basically just took their existing Elder Scrolls engine. And duct tape guns onto it.
Yeah, that's true.
It turns out that's exactly what people wanted. Because the original one, it's top-down, three-quarter perspective.
turn, like almost turn based.
It is turn based. And you click around, and then you die a lot.
Yeah, a lot, like a lot.
It's like a lot, a lot. It's like if Oregon Trail was less forgiving.
Yeah.
And it's and you basically like, oh, I made a bad decision in the first 45 minutes of the game, and I ate this food that I had that I didn't realize I needed later, and now I'm never gonna make it past the part ever again.
It has parts like I think that where like you can actually lock yourself into a scenario where you can start over. But
which the worst I've ever seen for Fallout for that was my buddy Kevin at work. Hi, Kevin. He the reason he has to be careful playing games like Fallout while drunk was in college. He had like a 3-day weekend or something, and no one was around. Like his girlfriend wasn't there, or he wasn't dating him at the time, or whatever. And he just had 3 days, so he just got fucking plowed on the Saturday or whatever, and then proceeded to play that game, and then woke up like came back to it on Monday or Wednesday or something after not remembering like everything that happened, and he logged into his save game, and he was in the middle of like a raider camp, and he was like naked, and he just couldn't get out because he found the one safe spot he could save in, and he basically killed that game file because he could not escape.
I want to talk to Kevin about this now.
you should talk to him about it because he said it was fucking hilarious, but he says now I have to be careful and make sure I make second save files if I'm going to be drinking a lot.
You're like, okay, before I start drinking, alternate save, and that's the only save.
Maybe it's good, maybe it's not. I don't know.
That sounds like a hilariously fun thing to watch recording. Like,
oh yeah,
you just get really drunk and play video games.
You just fuck.
I wonder if that
up.
Would be okay. Anyway, so that is another kind of apocalypse. That's nuclear. The whole thing around Fallout is everybody got in these vaults, so everybody was in vaults. It was okay. Everybody didn't basically turn into a mutant or something. And that kind of apocalypse is interesting because that's the kind of one that's going to happen later this month. So we'll see what happens. I don't have a vault, so I guess I'm going to be a mutant or a super mutant.
You'll probably be a super mutant, sweetie hardy.
Dude, I'm going to be a super mutant, but I want to like have like a weapon grown into my arm. Like, so I like, chop my arm off and like jam an axe in there. And then,
I hook you up.
Or just like be a nuker who just like tosses those little mini nukes everywhere.
Yeah, those are definitely not good for your skin.
Nah, but you don't care anymore. You thrive on it. You're like the Hulk.
I mean, I don't know if that really works that way, but yeah, I mean, sure.
Thrive on it.
I mean, there's very few things that can survive that kind of radiation,
that's
right?
That's true.
Because like, doesn't it, like, destabilize your cellular structure? Like,
The idea is that it, like, causes free radicals, and then there's things like that.
Yeah,
that
so it causes your cells to, like, oxidize, doesn't it? Like,
it can, the free radicals are basically just electrons floating around that flush it up inside of you, like...
Yeah, so
they're
your
like
cellular process.
Little vehicles that hold these like charges, and they like move around and like mess with your cell membranes and like do stuff like that.
I don't know how you can mutate away from chemistry.
The whole idea is that the whole idea of the mutation is that it messes with your DNA in such a way that you activate or deactivate genes, and then through generations and generations of people changing, like,
but then
you have things that could possibly be favored.
Aren't they immune to the radiation then?
Sure.
But, like, I don't understand how you can be immune to that. It's like being immune to stab wounds. It doesn't...
You have traits that activate that cause your cells to change in such a way that free radicals aren't as big of a problem.
So your cells are just constantly just reproducing cancerous
maybe
fast?
Maybe that, or maybe
and
it's
they're
like,
all just fucked up and
there's
dying.
There's something inside the cell that's capturing the free radicals instead of letting them interact with you. Like, like something like that.
Well, I'm glad we actually got a technical answer. I think it's going
to
be
and feel
bullshit,
free to read me or like ream me about this. I'm not 100% sure.
You got
like,
a much more knowledge about it than I did.
The viewers, listening, your mom.
Oh yeah, my mom. Hey mom.
Hi.
But I've always wondered about that because they act like, oh well, you know, I got a good enough dose of radiation, I'm immune to it. And I was like, I don't think that's how that works because you can irradiate things to kill microbes.
It's not like
on it,
iodine
right?
powder.
Yeah. You irradiate things to get rid of, like, microbial growths and stuff, right? So, like, wouldn't just I think the whole point of, like, a radiation, like, that kind of radioactivity is that it kills everything, which is why those environments are annihilated.
Yeah.
Because there's, like, no microbial growth. It's just sand.
Oh, yeah, you're right. I mean, there's a reason that the world hasn't experienced, like, the Toxic Avenger or X-Men.
And so... If we ever find a microbe that can withstand that, it'll probably kill us all.
Yeah, it probably will. Unless we burn it to the ground.
No, we can't burn it because the fire wouldn't kill it because it's immune to...
Is that an open Hollywood video?
No. Yes.
Oh, my God.
That's one of the ones that remained independent.
Fire would do what to it?
Would fire even kill it? You don't even know. I mean...
Well, burning things is always different than irradiating them.
Sure, but I mean, if you're tolerant to...
Radiation.
Well, maybe you're tolerant to extreme heat.
Yeah,
I mean,
maybe.
Fuck. Like,
you just have like an outer thing that you make that
burns
off.
Turns out you've got like a little.
All right. The last apocalypse is the religious apocalypses. Ragnarok. what is the fucking Christian one? I can't remember right now. Like, what is it? It's got a name. Shit.
Yeah, that's embarrassing.
Womp womp. End of Days is what I want to call it.
Yeah, that's the...
Or the Four Horsemen.
The Rapture.
The Rapture, thank you.
The Rapture is when the good people go away. Oh,
yeah, but like, that's when the bad stuff starts to happen.
Yeah. And they're all naked flying up into the sky.
That's so lewd.
Yeah, I'll be waving to them.
And there's probably a few other ones, but I don't know my religion, religious apocalypse, as well enough to know each religion's apocalypse.
Let's see.
I only know Ragnarok, and I knew, and now I'm remembering the Rapture.
Ragnarok is even based on it, too, to be honest. It's based on the Christian one.
Is it? Oh, cool.
Yeah, it came about when a lot of missionaries came in there and just kind of introduced some
the idea of the end of the world.
but it's way more badass.
Yeah, it is. It's like the Jormungandr is like, you know, stirring, and the whole idea that if he lets go of his tail, the world unravels.
And he does, I think, so... World sort of gets fucked up. If I remember correctly, who was it? Was it Thor drowns in Jormungandr's venom, but then stabs him in the face? And then there's Fenrir eats somebody. I don't remember who, but someone eats somebody, and then someone tears him in half. But the guy's already dead inside.
Oh no!
But like he grabs his jaws and just rips him in half, rank flies like a zipper. It's like holy shit, that's a
nope, you're dead.
Didn't know that's how fucking wolves worked. I guess if you're a Fenris wolf, sure.
That's like if ever I get attacked by a dog, like they're not like crocodiles, so you can like put your you can jam your fist or arm in the back of their mouth. Is what I imagine. Like whenever I have terrible dreams, like terrible dreams, where I'm getting attacked by dogs. I, for some reason, all I do is I unzip them like that. Like, I grab them and I just
rip them. One too many Ragnarok stories for you.
Yeah, I guess. Apparently, I've never even heard of that Fenrir thing before, but apparently I am that.
It's intense. No, seriously, it's like, these guys got fucking wasted and wrote down the most badass things they could think of about for everybody to die. But
I can't think of any more other apocalypses.
I'm trying to think of other religious ones, but
like, those are the main ones. It's like viral. Creature-based, I guess, if you had, like, you know, not just zombies, but...
Alien oppression?
Alien, oh, yeah, alien apocalypse.
Aliens roll down, and they decide that we're just their bitches.
Like, Independence Day, or...
Yeah.
Independence Day if we lost.
Yeah.
We never lose Independence Day,
bitches. Or King and Kodos, I don't know, like, something.
King and Kodos.
King and Kodos from Simpsons when they,
Well,
we voted them into power, so that's probably more appropriate than anything, but then we're just building... Humanity just enslaved. We're just building giant statues to King and Kodos.
I guess the real message that we're trying to get across here is that there's so many worse versions of the apocalypse that could happen besides, you know, someone getting elected.
I suppose that's kind of where we ended up bringing this thing home, Bruce.
Well, that's what I, like, you know, I guess I'm going into now. It's like, hey, at least there's no zombies out there yet.
It's true.
And you know what? You know, Jormungandr hasn't let go of his tail and destroyed the world.
Boo still works.
And you know what? We don't have a super killer megavirus that's going around just destroying everything.
Not yet.
And guess what? There's no hot hail either.
Hot hail.
Made someone watch that last night.
I did not make anyone watch anything.
What? Oh my god, I have to have a discussion.
Coincidentally, we were talking about Flash Gordon. I don't even remember what we were talking about, but it was before I tagged the podcast or right after I tagged the podcast and I was talking about it. And she's like, I have to watch that again. I haven't seen that in forever. And I'm like, okay. I will enable you. So I had to log into my old... I had to dig it up from somewhere where I had it. And it's a shitty old grainy AVI that I had from... God only... I don't even remember where I got it from. Someone gave it to me or I found it. And it looks awful. And I'm like, the quality's pretty shitty, but that's probably better, actually. You don't want the HD version of that.
We haven't been Independence Day yet. You know, the White House still stands.
It's true. For better or for worse.
We haven't, seen any demons or angels flying around, so, you know, that's, you know, is what it is, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, I suppose, yeah. I don't know.
That's, we're in a spot right now. We're in a good spot, so...
We're gonna make it through, everybody.
Yeah, and so...
We're gonna make it through.
If all the nukes in the world haven't been launched, or we haven't heard of a company called Vault-Tec being created in the next 4 weeks...
Yeah.
Then we're probably going to be okay.
Yeah, this is the shittiest 50th episode, by the way, ever.
Why?
We didn't do anything cool. We just talked about apocalypses.
Well, I mean, we could have had me drive, but, you know.
Yeah, we just didn't do that, though, did we? Sorry. Fuck you, Gary.
Yeah, I was going to say, don't say sorry to him.
I'm not going to apologize. Fuck you.
I don't think it was shitty. We talked about apocalypses.
I feel like there needed to be Sean Bean or something.
We did. I mean, we literally prepare nothing for this podcast ever. So we're on par with every
other podcast. We forgot until last night. I was like, hey, man, you know it's the 50th tomorrow.
And but you never know what will happen for the 51st episode.
Oh.
I'm just going to keep doing that for every episode.
Yeah. Yeah, and we'll have to put this in the 50th because we've been talking about it being the 50th now. So
shit.
Yeah, we're fucked.
So, you know, we appreciate you guys listening to our bullshit all the time.
Yeah, Mom and Dad and what's his name?
Matt.
Yeah, Matt.
And sorry, Aaron sorry, sometimes.
Matt, I can't remember your name.
And, you know, Gary when he decides to listen. And
sometimes.
Kate, you're Kate, another avid listener.
You are an avid person who works for us, who listens.
Wait, you're not supposed to say that part.
It's just funny. Not even all of the contributors to Ethernet listen to this.
It's okay. So
I looked at the podcast numbers on Google the other day, and it was like,
you're like, wow.
Podcast numbers were just no.
They just said no.
It's just nobody listens to your shit.
That's okay. There's lots of podcasts out there, but there's not lots of us out there. And it's easy for us to do this, so you know.
It is actually very little effort. It's maybe like an hour a week.
And I had a dream last night that someone told me driving. I was funny, so we have to keep doing
that's good. That's good. I actually got tapped to help someone else's podcast because that guy apparently has a reputation as a technical guy who runs podcasts.
What?
I don't know podcasts? How that happened. I don't know.
Are you leaving me?
No. I think they were like looking for technical help, like how to get it on the internet so no one can listen to it.
Well, let's push their podcast. What is it?
I don't know. It's not ready yet. Mm. They just started talking about it, and then someone tagged me. He's like, Kendrick knows how to do that. I was like,
You're like, yeah, I definitely.
I recorded with a cell phone in my cup holder.
That's what I was going to do. I was going to see if we could get a better mic.
I need a better mic.
Actually, I was going to. Okay, so we'll end the episode, and then we'll stop talking about technical stuff.
You thanks guys don't care everybody. About this,
we
mom
really
and dad.
We really appreciate the people who listen. And if you guys, you know, feed this to your, you know, thousands of other, like, friends and stuff, we would appreciate
it. If you share this, I'll give you a French fry.
Yeah, and if you guys haven't yet, and I know this is kind of annoying for us to ask, is go like us on, you know, iTunes or whatever
iTunes,
medium you're
Google
using
music,
to listen.
Everything.
Yeah. Just give us 5 stars and just give us, like, a bunch of, like, heart emotes.
Yeah.
Like, that's the best way.
All right, this is Sid Sock.
And this is Kyle.
And this is Kendrick.
Thanks, guys.
Bye-bye.
50th episode. What's up?